Hello viewers, welcome back to another episode of Today's Topics. This episode is titled Police Brutality and Training. Today we will be talking about police brutality, how it is affected by training, and how to fix the problem. Training today largely affects how police officers do their job. A lot of training today teaches cops to be wary and on edge at all times, and how life-threatening many situations can be. This causes police officers to read situations wrongly, make bad split-second decisions out of fear, and are more likely to result in violence. Today, training teaches cops to be afraid of many situations and to always assume the worst. Even though cops are only assaulted in about 0.09% of all interactions with civilians, and cops were only injured in about 0.02% of interactions, and were only feloniously killed in about 0.00008% of interactions. This causes the cops to perceive many situations wrongly, even though they're at little risk of danger. In All American Boys, Paul may have been afraid, but judging from his other actions, I think that he was just racist, unlike many cops today, who are just driven out of fear. I think police reform is better done through training and learning how to read situations better. This can help cops to react to situations better, react to situations more peacefully, and have to result to violence a lot less. We can also teach police officers to approach situations differently and have a different outlook on many situations, as well as have a different outlook on racial bias and how it affects black people and their perception of black people. In conclusion, police brutality is a sad but mostly preventable tragedy. Many instances of police brutality are a product of their training and can be prevented by better training. This wraps up today's episode of Today's Topics. Have a great day.